Hi, Ernie. This is really a response to you, my friend, on your audio mo question. I talked with you briefly over a couple of platforms last night, G Plus, etc. And I think moving it isn't a bad idea. It's a busy month. There's lots of busy months that seem to be popping up all over the podcasting, blogcasting, vidcasting, whatever you want to call them, world at the moment. Napod Pomo, of course, taking place, as you correctly corrected me, in November. And with February taking place with Audio Boo in February. There's Video Mo and all these sorts of things at different times. I don't know. I think I personally like the idea of different things at different times of the year. You can put them in a diary if you want to. And I quite like that idea too. It's something to look forward to and engaging. But it's what I think the question is what is going to be the premise of Audio Mo? Is it going to change? Is there a particular, I mean, for example, with February on Audio Boo, there's usually a series of questions that people answer throughout the month. I'm not sure that's necessarily the way to go with Audio Mo. I don't know, so it's probably working a premise around it. I know that Audio Mo is a great way of collecting audio from different sources, and the Audio Mo website you've set up has a good, you know, that's a good potential for collecting different types of feeds from February, any of the tags, the audio tags, for example. And I'm liking the audio community over there on G+, of course. So it's working out really what is the focus, what's the focus going to be? Or is it simply not a focus? Is anything audio? It could be, you know, just recording some soundscapes or some thoughts, or yes, you know, people could do whatever they want with audio. I think that's something I'd be interested in understanding a little bit more about Audio Mo, where its direction is. And then for the month, I think the middle of the year is a good time and there's not a lot happening. I'm trying to set up something with VoiceBo for December simply because VoiceBo's new and it wants to find a path, it wants to find a way into the community and a way into this engaging side of things. So Christmas there, I think, is a good time for that because a lot of people have a lot of things to talk about at Christmas and can record VoiceBo's. And I'm thinking of ways of using a hashtag for that at the moment to build that up. So with Audio Mo, I mean, Audio Mo, it can include anything. I mean, I use VoiceBo's and Audio Boo's sometimes and put the Audio Mo hashtag because it's audio. So are we going to have Audio Mo as a yearly, an all-round, all-year thing, but with a focus in a month for something specific, perhaps? Do we tag things Audio Mo for a specific month? At the moment, it's a little bit confusing, but then that's not because of anybody's fault or anything like that. It's just we're all trying to get these things slowly but surely into a nice area. And Audio Mo has been going around for a while. And of course, there's a lot of people involved way before my time. And so I'm just throwing in my two pennies worth, Ernie. And I know you've had some feedback from 125F8 already. So I listened to that. So yeah, just some thoughts there. Really, I'll summarise. Focus, what is Audio Mo's focus? Is it something that we can tag for relevancy of audio throughout the year? Because that will be an interesting thing. If we find some audio that we find interesting, do we tag it with something? Is Audio Mo going to be bigger than 1 month? I'll create a new tag for audio, that any audio from any source that can be tagged, and that could be a different channel. I don't know. And then is there going to be a focus month for Audio Mo? And if so, what is the focus, if any? So yeah, I'm up for a change. I'm always up for new ideas. I've probably just made it far more complicated. Anyway, I should disappear. Cheers, buddy. Good luck with it. And loving the audio on G+, one of my favourite communities over there. Speak to you soon.